wonder how much of what Vasubandhu developed in this model was based on tradition versus own mental experience.
Right. Well, I think that probably that there's a point about traditional societies in general and traditional Buddhism, is that I doubt if anybody ever thought of themselves as being original. You know, there's a lot of ink being spilled recently on Nagarjuna's work, and it's argued that Nagarjuna, far from being a Mahayanist, would have considered himself to be just a traditional Buddhist. People in traditional societies generally, probably, don't think of themselves as being original. They think of themselves as simply sort of trying to expound what they understand. But of course, very often in that expounding of what they understand, they are highly original. Now, we've no idea where Vasubandhu got this. Well, we know he got it from Asanga, because he had other views himself before that. But to what extent he was synthesizing, to what extent, you know, what he was saying was completely new, we don't know. We just don't know enough about it. There's more being discovered about the origins of Yogacara, but still not much is known. But he, I'm sure that he and most other Buddhists at that time would not have seen themselves as being original. They'd have simply said, well, this is actually what Buddhism really teaches.
Based on their insight?
Well, presumably their insight would enable them to take traditional concepts and to extend them that little bit further. But they wouldn't have thought of themselves as innovating or originating or creating, I imagine, anyway. But with a lot of these developments, we're quite in the dark as to where they came from. We don't really know. They just suddenly, we become aware of texts that expound these points of view. Scholars are increasingly finding missing links. And probably what you find is much more of a very slow continuity clear lines of development running back to the origins of Buddhism. But in a sense, none of the terms are completely new. Yes, you don't find the term alaya, but you do find the term vijnana. It's just that that term is being used in a slightly different way. I sometimes think that with these three, you've got a correlation with the third, fourth and fifth of the nidanas in the nidana chain. That corresponds a bit to vijnana, that to nama-rupa, is that right? And that to the salayatana. So for those, you know, we won't fill in the details, but some of you might notice that. So that vijnana in the 12 nidanas is that momentary flash of consciousness, which is the sort of root from which everything else unfolds. Bhante speaks of it as like a seed of consciousness. So it's sort of the whole compressed potentiality of consciousness in a single moment from which the whole thing unfolds as the nama-rupa, which is the discriminated consciousness, and the six sense spheres which reach out into the world. So you can make those sort of correspondences, and you can see that what's being talked about is not absent from original Buddhism.